You may hear the sound of people organizing, I don't know, building, creating, laying out.
A future exhibition,
is it? Who are you and where are we right now?
I'm Matt Kelly. I'm the gallery manager at the Hepworth Wakefield, and we're in the learning studios.
Who are you?
I'm Anna Ferris, and I'm the marketing officer, and I'm also in the learning studios.
Obviously, because you're standing next to us, and we are standing here together. I've had a lovely day here today. Why was I invited?
Invited here today to talk about our social media presence and how we can be more creative with what we do online, as creative as we are in the galleries.
You're already using quite a few channels. Which ones have popped up today that you're already active on?
I think we're active on Facebook and Twitter, but after today's very interesting discussion and presentations, yeah, I think we need to be much more active.
You've also got Pinterest accounts. That was somebody dropping a clanger. You've also got a YouTube channel. You've got a Flickr account that you're not using that much, but I guess by hopefully showing you enough reasons why and potentially what can be done, that's opened up a few eyes. You've had some pretty interesting campaigns in the past, one involving the undead.
Yeah, we had a zombie walk last year. We wanted to be creative with them interpreting one of the exhibitions, which was about post-apocalyptic world that an artist had created. So we invited zombies to dress up and come and have zombie tours of the show. And so we're going to be doing another one. It was so popular. We just advertised it on social media, and it was really popular. So we're doing another one on the 3rd of November this year.
I love the way you say, we've just advertised it on social media. Yeah. Whereabouts?
Just Facebook, yeah, specifically. And we had a trendy poster done by a local illustrator. And, it went down really well. It was really popular.
Like a movie poster?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I'll have to take a peek at that. Yeah. I was browsing your Pinterest site yesterday, and there were some very shiny, interesting things on there, because at the moment it links primarily to your shop, but you may expand that. It didn't stop me from going in there and buying something in real life, as we occasionally mistakenly call it. This building itself is quite fascinating. Who's the best person to give me some background on the building?
Yeah, I could. Built by David Chipperfield, who's an architect, and it's up for the Stirling Prize this year. It's effectively a big brutalist concrete block, which in the best possible sense. And yeah, it's got 10 gallery spaces, and with the light is incredible in the gallery spaces. Big windows, big skylight louvres, and yeah. A fascinating place to work.
The walk here was insane, because I'm walking through what is a relatively uninteresting industrial space one second, then I come onto this incredible walkway leading me to a building I just want to touch because it feels unnaturally smooth. It looked unnaturally smooth, and then I felt it was. But coming over the bridge, what the hell was going on with the huge junk robot thing?
Yeah, we've got the building is actually built into the River Calder, and so we've got a boatyard on one side of us and lots of kind of other factories on the other side, and Bruce from the boatyard has been really inspired by the building, and he actually picks out any kind of detritus in the water, and he's made out a big kind of massive sculpture inspired by what you've seen in the gallery, and it's all it hangs from a crane to welcome people over the bridge as they come in.
It's like a huge transformer junk trash created robot hanging from a crane, and I'm thinking, wow, I actually thought it was an exhibition, but you're saying it's just the neighbours.
Bruce,
just Bruce. I have to meet Bruce, because any guy that puts that much effort into a project for the love of it is, well, he's obviously an artist in his own right. Fantastic. Where can people find you online? Obviously, they really need to be stepping out of Wakefield train station and taking the short walk to come here and see the building for itself. But what are your online spaces?
So you can find us on hepworthwakefield.org. You can also find us at Hepworth Gallery on Twitter, and on Facebook / the Hepworth Wakefield.
Thank you very much for today. And I believe you might be starting a behind-the-scenes blog in the not-too-distant future. I'm saying that here now so that you actually do it, and it's not just a brilliant idea you came up and told me about, especially for the tech geeks out there that want to know how all of the installations, how they happen and how you make them safe as well as interesting.
Yeah, hopefully. So an idea I've been thinking about for a long time now. So hopefully, yeah, you get to see an insight of what we do back of house, and also a way of sharing it with our colleagues across other organisations, institutes, and yeah, just techs to get together and yeah, share knowledge and have a bit of fun.
Twitter names?
I'm not on Twitter.
I didn't even know that. You mean we've only been talking by email? Yeah. You're dead to me. Twitter name?
@_MattKelly.
Okay. There's plenty of channels to choose from. I can't believe we spoke so much, yet not on Twitter. How strange.
Facebook,
yeah, well.
We'll get on Twitter.
Less said about that, the better.
What should it be? Anna Ferris is my name.
I think I already follow an Anna Ferris.
No.
No, I don't know. You probably Anna_Ferris. You'll find it.
I'll do that.
It might be you want to go on and start afresh. Yeah. Anonymous. Oh, to be starting it all over again, how exciting would that be? It's never too late, and there's loads of people that will help you out there, no doubt. Okay, thank you, guys. I'm going to walk to the train station because I just want to see that big robot thing again. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.